So the list of countries from which tourists are banned in South Africa dropped from 60 to 22 yesterday. This is the so-called red list. And it still includes the UK, the USA and India. Seven newly listed countries, including Germany and Canada. Let's speak to Tsifiwe Tsebengwa, who is the CEO of the Tourism Board Council of South Africa. Tsifiwe, thanks for joining us today. What does this revised list mean for the tourism industry?
Thank you for having me and good afternoon to your listeners. First of all, we have been saying as a Tourism Business Council of South Africa that the whole issue around the list is impractical. It does not support the recovery of tourism, and it brings in uncertainty when it comes to international tourists that wants to come here to South Africa. We now have a situation whereby, you know, the Germans that were allowed to come into the country, German, Canadians, and those coming from Spain, they were allowed to come to the country 2 weeks ago. Now they are banned. What do we do with those that have already bought the tickets, those that are already in the country, and those that are still coming? So the whole issue around the list is impractical. As much as it has been reduced to fewer countries, we are chopping and changing way too often to create any certainty. And we believe that we need to scrap the list and we need to allow everyone to come in, provided that they've tested and they've got a COVID negative certificate. That's the only way to support tourism growth.
It does sound like a logistical nightmare having it this way. But then at the same time, if you do it on the tests, doesn't that have complications as well around the time periods of when people can get the test and how soon they can travel here? Is there a perfect solution to this problem?
Look, there is no perfect solution. But the best solution that we can ever have is to make sure that we follow the protocols. You know, just the same way South Africans are following protocols, you know, when they are here at home and they are going about their day and doing whatever they need to do in terms of going to shops and doing whatever we need to do. So if we have protocols in place, which we do, we shouldn't have any issues. And also, government has announced that it is going to do tests at the airport, the antigen test. And they announced that that was going to be done immediately. And we welcome that. You know, it's one of the solutions that we can put in place to make sure that we mitigate the spread of the virus. But there are many, many other things. People are willing to come with a COVID negative certificate. They are willing to do tests at the airports. They are willing to follow protocols. There shouldn't be any list or any country that we are still banning as if we're expecting a whole lot more people who are positive to come into the country. And we've been telling government this. Let's sit down and work out the model that will support the recovery of tourism.
And Tsifiwe, just briefly, are you seeing a recovery at all? Are you starting to see foreigners coming in?
No, we haven't started because we're chopping and changing. So we have people that, you know, we're excited, but we're opening up. Now we're telling them they can't come. So it means that now we have confused them. And they are now considering other countries because of this policy that doesn't support growth. And again, it goes back to certainty. So unless we put certainty and we make sure that people understand that they can come to South Africa, not only tomorrow, but they can come in December, they can come in January, we can build a forward book that looks healthy, we get people back to work. Unless we do that, we are not going to see anyone coming into the country, we're not going to end that foreign income, and we are still, you know, not recovering in the tourism sector. And this goes against what the president has announced. When you talk about the recovery, you know, of tourism. So we're going backwards and we need to figure out a way of moving forward.
Tsifiwe Tsebengwa, he's the Tourism Board Council South Africa CEO. Such an important point he's making there. And you can hear just how frustrated he and the entire industry are at the moment.